You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Blue skies over the Mile High City. It's going to be a nicer day today. We'll dry out a bit. Should be about 72, so enjoy that.
I got a mow, man. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, you do. It's a mess. And weed while you're
just
at it, will you?
Soaking up that water. It's like a jungle now.
You know, Gretchen's been doing all sorts of work outside her house the last 4 or 5 days, just like crazy. And she ended up pulling out some... I don't know what they look. I don't know the names of these things. She does. There's certain types of bushes or something that she says are actually kind of valuable. But she's like, I don't want them back there because I want to put a garden there. And so she just went on to next door with a picture of them and said, free to a good home.
Yeah.
And she said it took less than 1 minute.
Boop. It's a great app.
1 minute.
Somebody
and she
got,
had
somebody
one
was
person
all over
who was,
her bushes.
That and she said within 5 minutes there were three other people. So,
wow.
Yeah, that is a good app. And then the people came by, some lady came by and picked them up, threw them in the back of her SUV, and off she went.
Dang.
So I'm barely even recognizing the back where she's been working. It's like, holy crap, she's really changed the look of that yard.
That's nice. That's good.
So I'm glad she likes doing that stuff because, Jeremy, you've known me a long time. You know how I am about yard
work. You take a peek at it and go back inside.
It's like, I call somebody for that, man.
Yep.
We had a guy out to look at all the vole holes in the yard because voles have started moving in.
Oh, man.
So he gave us directions on how to deal with that. You know, the good news in our house yesterday, I was really happy because, say, about a year and a half ago, Gretchen's daughter, my stepdaughter Zoe, got her CNA. And we were all ready for her to take that and go to work. But then the pandemic hit, and I certainly didn't want her working in any doctor's offices or anything. So she just went back to work yesterday for the first time in over a year at a doctor's office. And there is nothing better than that than to have her making her own money.
Yeah, and out of the house, right?
Out of the house, making her own money. But the funny thing is she got done with her first day at work. And yesterday evening, I walk downstairs and I go, where is she? And Gretch goes, she went to Target to buy more comfortable shoes.
Those Crocs.
Dim Crocs. Well, she ended up not getting Crocs, but she did come back with, you know, she's like, I need some sensible shoes.
Yeah, not used to standing around.
Yeah.
All that hard labor.
Yeah, that's the truth. What about you? What happened with you yesterday?
Just some general neighborhood rigmarole. We had a rigmarole situation last night where one of the neighbor kids found a dog wandering around. So she took the dog to two doors down from us, that house, and just rang the bell and said, hey, I found this dog, which is Scotland Rob's house and his wife. And they're like, oh, hey, great. Well, what do we do with it? So Rob's wife came down to our house, rang the bell, and proceeded to talk to Nicole about what do they do with this dog that they found. No collar on it, no idea where he came from. So a lot of back and forth of calling our vet to see if they would take it, calling animal shelters to see what they would do with it. Eventually did take it to the vet, but Nicole's like, you know, before we do that, let me snap a picture of it and put it on next door. And threw the dog on there. And after they had taken the dog away, moved him out of the neighborhood to the vet to take care of him for the next, you know, 24 hours, somebody messaged Knick Knack and said, oh my gosh, that's my dog. Give me a call. So Nicole called the woman. We'll call her Sarah. She's like, hey, this is Sarah. Oh my gosh, you found my dog. Thank you. We were so worried. And we just moved here. And, you know, we haven't gotten new collars or new tags. And, you know, they proceeded to talk for a few minutes. And Nicole goes, are you our new next door neighbors?
Next door?
Immediately next door to us on the other side. They moved in about a month ago. We don't know their dogs or anything yet. We really don't know what they look like. We know they have dogs. It was their dog. After sitting on this dog for an hour, wondering who it belongs to, taking it away, we're like, oh, well, it's at the vet, and they're going to move him to the shelter, so you better go pick him up.
God. Now, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Right next door.
Right next door. So we had a good laugh about that. We're like, oh, okay, well, we better get to know your dogs now in case this happens again. Because I was kind of eavesdropping because I heard her talking. You know, she's like, are you our new neighbors?
You just look out the window and wave while you're on
hey!
The phone.
Hey, Sarah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you point to the phone. I'm going to hang up now. I'm just going to talk to you out the window.
Yeah, exactly. but bless,
at least
bless
all's
their heart.
Well that ends
all's
well.
All's well.
Right?
Nick Nack has a big heart, man. She is definitely one of those people that takes care of dogs, stray dogs, you know. She'll chase them down on the road, so she's got a big heart.